and they take care of the rest. It's a great way to experience the airport and to park your car. It's the DFW Airport Valet Service. And right now, we're going to take advantage of the fact that we're out here at the airport. Gordo has the wireless microphone here in the terminal, ready to talk to some travelers. Come in, Gordo.
Do you have me, Craig?
Yes.
Do you see me?
Yes, I see you.
Okay, because legitimately, I'm about 15 feet away from you this
time. Yeah, you're further than normal.
Not staring you right in the face. Yeah, so I figured I'd talk to a few people and see how they're doing, see where they're going. How you doing, sir? Gordon Keith of The Ticket. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you. Where are you heading today?
Detroit.
Detroit. What you doing up there?
I just work here. I work here.
Oh, you work here. What do you do?
I work as a gate agent.
Okay, mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen as a gate agent?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever encountered someone who didn't seem like they had showered recently?
No, I'll be honest with you. It's all different color. It's all on different color.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, she just pushed him along there.
Oh, my.
I don't know whether that was his angry wife or angry coworker. I don't know. Here's a few ladies. Or, I'm sorry, lady and gentlemen. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You ever listen to it?
I see him.
Okay, what about you? Well, he's got headphones on right now. What you listening to?
Music.
Okay. You ever heard of The Ticket?
No.
Hmm. All right, where are you guys heading today?
Wichita.
Wichita?
Yeah.
Kansas?
Yeah.
Got family up there?
My relatives there.
What's that?
My relatives there. My aunt.
Oh, okay. Your aunt. Oh, your relatives.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. And where are you from?
Vietnam.
Vietnam? How long you lived here?
4 months.
4 months? Really?
Nam, huh?
Wow. So you came straight from Vietnam to live in DFW?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what about your boyfriend? Is this your boyfriend or?
No.
What is it? Who is he?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You know this guy. who is he?
Just friend.
Just a friend, okay. But you guys aren't dating?
Nah.
All right. How old are you guys?
I'm 21. Her, she's 18.
You go to school around here?
Yeah.
Where about?
TCC.
All right, thanks. Okay, thank you. All right, let's find what's going on here. You look distraught, ma'am. You okay?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, sorry.
Oh, my. She just took a swing at Gordo.
No, she didn't take a swing. I don't know. She looked upset about something and her relative.
Didn't she shoo the mic away?
I don't know. I can't tell.
She's a female nasty nester.
Well, she was, but I think she may be upset about something.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't want to.
Dear.
I didn't notice
see where
that
lady's going.
Which lady?
The blonde lady.
The blonde with the cat. How'd you hurt your hand?
I was ziplining in the Mayan jungle.
That's
oh,
made
really?
Up.
Really? You just made that up, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I was there last week, 2 weeks ago.
Really? What were you doing down there?
I went with a girlfriend, and we just were vacationing in Cancun.
Mm. And then you ziplined and broke your arm.
Broke my arm.
Girlfriend.
How did you find out, how was the medicine there?
Well, I'm an emergency room nurse, and I decided not to test the medicine there. I decided to wait till I bought a splint at Walmart and decided...
They have Walmarts down there?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I decided to wait till I got back here to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. And so now where are you heading off to? I mean, you just got back from vacation. Now where are you going?
I'm going to Philadelphia to see my daughter and my grandkids. Both have birthdays this week.
Grandkids? How many grandkids do you have?
I have 8.
Wow. 8 grandkids? May I ask how old you are?
I'm 61.
Boy, she looks great for 61.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Thumbs up.
Are you still... we're on the radio right now. Yeah. Are you still married?
No, I'm a widow.
Oh, you are? Oh, I'm kind of sorry I asked about that. How long have you been widowed?
2 years.
Hmm. 2 years. So you haven't re-entered the dating scene yet, have you?
I'm just starting to.
And how's that going? Have you started going online? Are you doing the online dating?
My kids talked me into trying that out. It's a little scary.
I bet you date. Now, you were married for quite some time, right?
Yeah.
How many years?
27 years.
27 years. So dating is very different now than it used to be then.
Yeah.
And have you met any weirdos online yet?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, that's so tense. Well, sorry to hear about your loss, but I'm glad you're in the dating pool because I am too. So what are you doing later?
Are you going to Philly?
Yeah, now I am. God bless you and your zipline injury.
You know, she was very sweet. Although we are finding here during these wireless segments that at the airport, people are in a different mood. It's not like talking to people at a bar. People are they're doing stuff. They're going places.
Yeah, they do not want to be messed with.
No, like that one woman that took a swing at you.
She's walking by now.
Oh. Mm.
See, I can't tell. Does she look like she's pissed or just upset?
Which one was it?
Yes, sir. What?
Say the chapel's not worth having at an airport.
Uh-huh. What's the story with the chapel in the airport? Do you know, sir?
When we moved here 10 years ago, we live in Flower Mound, and we liked the church service here better than we did our own services. So we'd come down here on Sunday mornings.
You would come here for church services to DFW Airport?
It'd be over in 10 minutes. And we're Catholic.
So you could get communion and everything?
Yeah, in 10 minutes.
Really?
But it was funny, we were doing this for a few months, and then one day the guy that's doing the service says, "So where are you all from?" And we looked at each other, my sons, we all stared at each other, and then we're from, we said, "Chicago." He goes, "Doesn't look like you know where you're living these days." No, we couldn't tell him that we live here and we come to church here.
How funny.
Oh, my goodness.
That was before 9/11. Now you can't get through,
right.
The service, so.
Oh, I thought the chapel was outside the concourse.
Yeah, the chapel was out here.
Some out and some in.
Oh, okay.
The one in Terminal B is in, and that was the Catholic service.
Okay.
But over here in A, we checked them all out.
So, yeah, he scouted them all. That's amazing. Well, God bless you and your work. I'm going to go talk to this girl over here.
Okay.
She's got a guy with her.
That's okay.
How you doing, ma'am?
Good.
Yes, that's right. It is Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310.
She didn't know.
Listening to you on the way here.
Oh, she did. Okay. Hey.
Good. My joke worked out for me. What's your name?
Casey White.
Casey. And I guess you're together with this guy?
I am.
You could do better than that guy. But he's a P1, so that's good, isn't it?
Good. That's all that matters, right?
Married or engaged?
Married.
How long have you been married?
Since 7/7/07.
Oh, that's creepy.
That is real creepy. Oh, you were one of those brides who wanted to have the lucky date, didn't you?
No, just something we could remember.
Uh-huh. Oh, you wouldn't be able to remember your wedding anniversary other than that?
I missed our anniversary of dating and got in big trouble over it. So.
Has he made you pregnant yet?
No, he's not. Trying.
He's trying to get you pregnant?
Right now?
So
how is he doing that?
Well.
When was the last time you guys tried to get pregnant?
Last night.
Oh, my. Well, that's wonderful news.
Well, is this the proper time to be trying?
No. I don't want to be pregnant through summer. It's just too hot.
I guess I don't understand. You don't want to be pregnant, but you tried last night to get
right.
That way.
Yeah, it's just a weird mix of, yeah.
Were you drinking last night?
Yeah.
And so where are you guys heading today?
We're going to San Francisco.
For?
A wedding in Napa.
Oh, that sounds fun. So you guys will probably enjoy each other there.
We will, yeah.
So maybe you'll come back and you'll have a small baby growing in here.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Well, God bless you.
I'll email in to the ticket to let you know if that happens.
Yes.
So. Please email do. In. We would like to see pictures of the conception.
Sure. Of course.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, that's a good way to wrap up that wireless segment.
God bless everyone at DFW Airport this morning.
Thank you, Gordo. It's 8:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We have some football.